Brendan Griffin, the junior minister in the Department of Sport, has signed off on the project. So it's up to the senior minister coming in now to put this over the line. I suppose back in January we had high hopes of this Finnhart project going ahead, and on the last minute they called that there was other things they wanted to see, and Finnhart have come up to plate and all the information that was needed, and due diligence that they asked for is in place now, and the junior minister has signed off on it. So it's up now to the incoming minister for sport, which hopefully will be in place within the next week, to get this over the line. I know myself that probably there are a lot of things that money will be needed for now into the future, but I think sport is one of the things that for people's health and well-being, which we hear so much of now, that this is going to be so important for County Donegal, and this project has been about now for a long number of years. I think now is the time, not alone for health and well-being, but for the investment and the work that this would create in the project as well. So there's a lot of pluses in this. To me, there's the cost of the project, which is almost $4 million, would come back tenfold to the county.
I know that the project has faced numerous delays, and there has been various reasons for that. But as you said, it has been a number of years in the making, and some might argue that it's a bit convenient now for the torch to be passed on the project when it was, you know, effectively on the Fine Gael table for those years.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's been on the Fine Gael table a long time, and I suppose the senior minister for sport, Shane Ross, although he's still the minister for sport, he no longer is a TD in Dáil Éireann, and I feel that's probably why he has not signed off on the project at this time. So that's why I'm calling on the incoming minister to do this. And as well, I would like to thank Minister Joe McHugh for all the work he has done on this as well, because Joe has worked very hard with Brendan Griffin, because I've been in Joe's ear regularly about it, and especially as well the Finnharps committee who have worked so hard on this, and it'd be great to see this over the line now. So I think this is imperative that the new government sign off on this.